time for Living Thunder.
And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God.
Living Thunder. Hey, hope everybody's having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder, and I also want to remind you that not only can you listen to us on Sunday morning from 8 to 10, but now you can also go to WPXZ1041FM.com and click on the Living Thunder program to listen to On Demand, our programs at any time throughout the week. So, right now we're going to kick this morning off with one by John Reddick. It's a song called No Fear.
Got enemies at every side. It ain't looking good, I ain't gonna lie. Arrows flying, devils trying to make me think I'm going down this time. You might think that I'd be afraid, running scared with a shaking faith. But the God I know says it ain't over. The God I know is gonna make a way. Yeah, though I walk through the valley.
John Reddick with a song called No Fear, a song that truly reminds us that when we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the mighty power of Jesus, well, it fights for us all day long. And that same mighty power that fights for us lives within us through the Holy Spirit. So we should have no fear, but to go into this world and share the message and hope of Jesus with all that we meet. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. And right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavodan Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, we're going to keep the music going. I'm going to give you one by Stephen McWhirter. And it's a song called Trust in God.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. Trusting God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. Perfect submission. All is trusting God, my Savior, the one who will never
when we put our trust in the one true living God. You see, we can go into this world unashamed because He is, through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, has saved us and made us new and brought us into a place where we can truly share the message and hope that He has brought us, and how that hope can be brought to the people that we share His message with. What an awesome God that we have, that we can be unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ because of the saving grace that comes through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sent by God the Father. Leads us into our next song by Press Play. It's a song called Unashamed.
Amazing.
It's a song by The Spark. Ledger helping them out on that one. It's a song that, well, that truly reminds us that, you know, with outstretched arms, he laid his life upon the cross so that we could be freed from the bondage of sin, so that our sin could be forgiven. And now with outstretched arms, we can surrender all to him and receive that new life, forgiveness of sin, and eternal hope that's only found in him today. You see, that's why in every part of our lives, we are to praise our Lord and Savior. We are to praise him in the highs of life for the blessing of being his child and having that rest for our souls, freedom from sin and death, having life abundant in our Lord and Savior. And we are to praise him in the lows of life because, well, that's when our faith and our trust and our relationship grows with the one true living God through Christ Jesus. In James 5:13, it says, "Are any of you suffering hardship? You should pray. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises." And then in Hebrews 13:15, it says, "Therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to his name." You see, our continued praise is us proclaiming our allegiance to the one who saved us by his grace. It also says, I will praise him in every situation of life because he is holy, because he is set above, because he is Lord, King of all. He is Savior. He is eternity. And you see, guys, we praise him because of who he is. Because he is above all and is all. And that's why we praise him in every part of our life. Because when we are his, no matter what comes our way, we can praise him because we know that he is over all things and he is over our life. And we know that he has the best plan for our life. No matter what takes place in that day, we are to heed to his will, do his will, so that he is glorified and set on high with our life. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Matt Redman and Brandon Lake. It's a song called "We Praise You."
Praise be a weapon
We praise him because he is holy, because he is Almighty God. You see, Jesus said in John 14 that no one comes to the Father except through him. You see, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And today, you can be alive in Christ Jesus. Matthew 11:28 says, "Then Jesus said, 'Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest.'" It's rest for your soul. You see, Jesus can give that rest for your soul. He can take your sin and pardon them as far as the east is from the west. You see, when we lay our sin at the feet of Jesus, he takes the burden of sin away and replaces it with a peace. He replaces it with a joy, a love, through the Holy Spirit. And through the Holy Spirit, we receive that new life. And this newness of life, it's then that we can go and proclaim him Lord and Savior of our lives. There's a reason for that, because he has awakened our soul to everlasting life. It's new life in him. Romans 6:11 says, "You also should consider yourself to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus." You see, when we receive his saving grace, when we call upon the name of Jesus Christ, put our faith alone in him, believe that Jesus paid it all for my sin, your sin, and that he rose from the grave conquering sin and death, it's then that, well, that we receive new life in him. He anoints us with the Holy Spirit as his promise that we are his. And you see, it's then that the power of sin is no longer, well, no longer has any strength in our lives. Because we have the power of the life living God living within us. It is called the Holy Spirit. He is the Holy Spirit living within us. He is the one who makes us alive so that we can go and share the message and hope of what he has done for us and what he can do for them, those who we share the gospel with. Leads us in our next song. It's by Red Rocks Worship, and it's a song called "Come Alive."
Jesus provides. Come all you in. In the Write scripture on your heart for when you need it. 'Cause anxiety hates Psalm 23. So just say it to yourself till you believe it. And I'm feeling like I'm needing it right now. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me by still waters till my fears are gone. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, oh, I know you are with me, my Father, my friend. Your goodness and mercy will follow me all of my days. I know by your still waters I'm safe. Lord, I believe you can set me at ease. Turn this broken piece in me to peace and quiet. I know there's power in your word. So I'll say it over and over till my soul's reminded. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me by still waters till my fears are gone. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow,
one by Leanna Crawford, a song called Still Water, a song that truly speaks of Psalms 23. And before that, it was Josiah Queen with Yesterday is Dead. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and we're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, Phil Wickham, the king is in the room.
Expecting for strongholds to break,
Phil Wickham, the king is in the room. You know, guys, the only way that we can be anointed with the Holy Spirit is when we place our faith alone in Christ Jesus, when we believe on him, believe that he gave it all upon the cross, that he poured out his blood for the forgiveness of sin, that he rose again, conquering sin and death, so that we could have new life in him. It's then, well, that the Holy Spirit takes up residence within our lives. The king comes into the room. We become the temple of God, and he dwells within us. What an awesome God that we have. One who came to us so that we could be saved, so that we could have an eternal hope. Right now, we got one by Blessing Offer, and it's a song called Giants Fall.
Put the world on my shoulders and watch me carry on. Yeah, the others are a little bit older, but my spirit is strong. Doesn't really matter what they say, the chances are I got a stone in my hand, I got the flame in my
Surround me, it might look like I'm on my own, it might look like the Places.
little bit of Ann Wilson there for you. A song called Won't Go Wasted. Right now, I'm going to take you back just a few years with Audio Adrenaline with a song called Beautiful. You know, when we are washed by the blood of the Lamb, when we are made new and complete in Jesus' name, well, we understand then that His name is beautiful and there is none like it. Because there is power in one name alone. It is the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to 104.1 WPXE in Punxsutawney. And this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. And right now, we got one by Big Daddy Wee with a song called Let It Begin.
Trees won, all the gifts. single day of darkness, holding out for morning light.
There's a river that delivers me to freedom.
Song that truly reminds us that He is making us new each day as we focus upon Him to live a life for His glory. Big Daddy Weave, Let It Begin. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. And right now I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30 and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who invites you to join them for services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their donations, for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus all in the air. So right now, we're going to keep the music going. Going to give you one my new song right now. And it's a song called, I Am a Christian.
I am a Christian and my name is Pilgrim. I'm on a journey, but I'm not alone. Jesus is with me and He goes before me. Yeah, His love surrounds me, He's leading me home.
One step at a time for now, just keep your feet on the ground. Thank you. can't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop working. Even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop working. Even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop.
That's a song by We Are Vessel, a song called Waymaker. You know, there is only one Waymaker. He is God the Father, and through His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, He made a way for us to be with Him for all eternity. 2 Timothy 1:10 says, "And now He has made all this plain to us by the appearing of Christ Jesus our Savior. He broke the power of death and illuminated the way to life and immortality through the good news." You see, when we receive new life through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we receive a life where our old life of sin that leads to death is gone, and our new life is us being filled with the Holy Spirit to a life with purpose, to a life with being made new in Jesus' name, where our old sinful life of shame is gone. And you see, we are made new, born in the Spirit of God to an eternal hope, who is Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. A life empowered by the Holy Spirit, well, to have a desire to live a life of worship, of obedience, and the power to do what pleases Him. Because it is the power of the Holy Spirit living within us that gives us the ability to live for Jesus. Romans 6:4 says, "For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism," that's by the Holy Spirit, "and just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives." We can live that new life that's found in Christ Jesus because it was a gift from the Father. You see, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live a new life. The brand new life that is only found in Christ Jesus. And my prayer today is that you have that new life in Him. That you understand what it means to leave your old life behind and focus on your new life that's found in Him. Life where, well, where purpose is found. Because we come to know our Creator, Sustainer, and Deliverer. We come to understand the love that He has for us. And that purpose of life is to live life for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. To share His message with the world. To be His hands and feet. No matter where or what that may be in a day. Sometimes it's just to listen to somebody. Sometimes it's to talk with somebody. Sometimes it's to lend a helping hand. And sometimes it's to do a chore for somebody. But no matter what that may be, when the Holy Spirit calls upon your heart, we are to heed and to listen and do His will so that He receives all glory and honor with our lives, because we are made new in Him. It leads us in our next song. It's a song by Matthew West, and it's a song called Brand New.
When you close your eyes, do you go back there to a bended knee and a Lord, I need you whispered prayers? Remember the moment you let Jesus in. Would you give anything to go back there again? You feel like a million mistakes and a million miles away from the first time faith of a child. But oh, I want you to know, He's making you new. He's making you new. He's healing your heart right where you are. If only you knew. He's lifting your shame. He's changing your name. And when you look back, the only thing that you see is His grace has been making you brand new. He is making you brand new. When it just doesn't feel like the old you is gone, and shame keeps telling your heart that you should be further along, you can fix your eyes now on the truth. You know that you are held by the hands of a Savior that won't let go. He's making you new. He's making you new. He's healing your heart right where you are. If only you knew. He's lifting your shame. He's changing your name.
You see, when we receive new life in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we place our trust and our faith in the one who keeps us in perfect peace. That's a peace that will guard our hearts and minds as we live in Christ Jesus. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." You see, it's about keeping our eyes fixed upon our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when we place our trust in Him alone, well, it's then that He keeps us in perfect peace. So my prayer is that, well, that you're receiving that perfect peace and that your thoughts are fixed upon the one who saved you by His grace. It leads us in our next song. It's a song by Torrin Wells, a song called Perfect Peace.
Thank you. With one word, all my fears start to fade away. Fade away. You gave me imperfect peace. Under me, I'm held by the grip of your hope, higher than what I could see. You're over it all. Though I'm tossed by the wind and the crashing waves, with one word, all my fears start to fade away, fade away. You gave me imperfect peace. Bringing my needs to you alone, surrendering all I can't control. When it's all wrong inside my world, there is a peace that guards my soul. I'm bringing my needs to you alone, surrendering all I can't control. When it's all wrong inside my world, there is a peace that fade away. You give me imperfect peace.
Don't gotta fight for his forgiveness. songs on too. The table said the seat is waiting. What he's saying, it's just for you. So no more running, no more hiding. Come on in and you will find. But you don't have to be loved. No, no, no. It's been decided by the book that someone Jesus loves.
Bit of Rhett Walker there for you, a song called Look at God, a song that truly reminds us that all we need is the one true living God. When we serve and love for Him, well, He will meet our needs. And before that, it was Zach Williams, Jesus Loves. And right now, we got one by Lecrae and for King and Country, a song called I Still Believe.
In the hearts of the lonely, spread around the world, there's a little bit of hope that this will turn around, and we'll all see that heaven is here and now.
keep trying to keep hope alive, cause time's ticking. We're fine dying, we're fine dining in fine linens. We die empty cause most of us never tried living. Cage for the broken lives, stay while they slowly die. Crazed, I went out my mind, pray when I saw the signs. Hypnotized, victimized, empty lies, emphasized, kicked aside. In the time, still we rise. Rose out the grave like a day shift. Died for the nameless who laid on the pavement. Drained from the pain, but I'm patient. Victory is coming, I can taste it.
In the highs of the lonely, spread around the world, there's a little bit of hope that this will turn around, and we'll all see that heaven is here and now. Whoa. And I still believe you are the one.
Yeah.
Bit of Hope Durst, a song called Hands of the Healer. You see, the only way that we can be healed and made whole is through Jesus Christ. And you see, that's why we are to speak the truth of His holy and living word, so that all may hear that they may be healed and made whole. Because you see, sometimes, well, living in our humanness, unless we hear the full truth that comes forth from God's word, well, we sometimes kind of just go about our daily lives and make it seem like everything's okay what we're doing. But whenever we heed to God's word, whenever we heed to His truth within His word, we understand then that, well, the evil that we're doing, the sinning that we're doing, and then when we seek Him, we are seeking true healing, true forgiveness, being made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. And when we're anointed with the Holy Spirit, wow, all that healing takes place. Forgiveness of sin, being made new, being made whole, receiving His love, wow, that's beyond measure, receiving His mercy and a grace to carry us through, receiving peace and a joy that's deep within our heart, and a hope for all eternity. Right now we got one by Katie Nicole, When I Fall.
I need
Galatians 4:5 says this: God sent him to buy freedom for us, that's Christ Jesus, for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his very own children. You see, when we are born in the Spirit of God, we are no longer slaves to sin, but now we are adopted as his own children. Being his child, well, he becomes our strength. He is our rock on which we build our life. He is our victor, our redeemer, and our Lord and Savior. Isaiah 40:29 says, he gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. You see, when we are made new in him, well, it's in our weakness that we receive strength and power through the Holy Spirit so that we can serve him and love for him. Psalms 18:31-35 says, for who is God except the Lord? Who but our God is a solid rock? God arms me with strength. He makes my way perfect. He makes me as sure-footed as a deer, enabling me to stand on mountain heights. He trains my hands for battle. He strengthens my arm to draw a bow, bronze bow. You have given me your shield of victory. Your right hand supports me. Your help has made me great. You see, in this life, well, there's problems that arise. The enemy tries to beat us down. But you see, when we give all these battles over to the Lord, well, he is the victor. Because you see, he is our strength. It says, God arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He will strengthen us so that we can truly live life for his glory. And when we allow him to lead us through the Holy Spirit, through our problems, through the battle that the enemy sets before us, and we lay it at his feet, he gives us the words to speak. He gives us the attitude that we need to have. And he prepares us so that we can bring glory to his name. But you see, it's all about giving the battle over to him, knowing that, well, nobody's going to knock me down because he is my strength. Satan will try every which way you turn to try to beat you down. But when you're living a life for him, living life for his glory, look to him and allow him to fight the battle for you. And in doing so, you will give him glory instead of trying to take it upon yourself. Because you see, when we take it upon ourselves, well, that's when our evil desires sometimes kick in and our humanness kicks in. And, well, we want to take revenge and we want to, well, just not treat people the way they need to be treated. But when we give it over to him, he will make our path straight so that we can treat them the way Christ treated us. Doesn't mean that you'll lay down and just take everything this world shoves down at you. But you'll live a life for his glory, defending his word, allowing him to be your strength, allowing him to be your victor. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by We Are Messengers. And it's a song called Knock Me Down.
They try to lock me in the darkness and throw away the key, but there's something deep inside me that the blind can't see. But I don't care what they think, they can't define me. The only thing that matters is I've been set free, yeah. I've been set free, yeah. You can put me in a cage, but I'ma bust right out. No, there's nothing gonna hold me. Hit me with the rage, yeah, I can go 10 rounds. No, there's nothing gonna knock me don't get to tell me what I can be. Go and talk all you want, but I know what I believe. You can put me in a cage, but I'm a bus ride out. No, there's nothing gonna hold me. Hit me with the rage, yeah, I can go 10 rounds. No, there's nothing gonna knock me down. Lift your head, rise up. We're coming back from the dead. Rise up. Lift your head. Rise up.
Rise up.
We're coming back from the dead.
Rise up.
You can put me in a cage, but I'm a bus ride out. No, there's nothing gonna hold me. Gonna knock me down. No, there's nothing gonna knock me down. No, there's nothing gonna knock me down.
In Romans 3:24 it says, "Yet God in his grace freely makes us right in his sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty for our sins." You see, it's all because of Jesus that we have received God's grace, a grace that makes us right in God's sight. You see, it's by his blood that was poured out that we receive forgiveness and the penalty that comes with it. It's all because of his blood that was poured out. In Romans 5:21 it says, "So just as sin ruled over all people and brought them to death, now God's wonderful grace rules instead, giving us right standing with God and resulting in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." You see, because of God's grace, it changes everything. And when we are made new and made whole in Jesus' name, well, we have a name called new creation that's only found in him. And now our life becomes a life of serving him and sharing his message with the world. You see, it's because of God's wonderful grace, his free gift of salvation that only came through Christ Jesus. His word tells us today is the day of salvation. Will you call upon his name and be saved today? Will you believe? And by believing, it's about placing your faith alone in Christ Jesus. It's about proclaiming him Lord and Savior of your life. Not just in that moment, but for the rest of your life. It's about putting him first so that he receives all glory and honor with your life. Acts 20:24 says, "But my life is worth nothing, nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned to me by the Lord Jesus, the work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God." You see, when we are made new in Christ Jesus, we receive, well, an undeserved grace, a grace that carries us through. It doesn't mean that we can go about doing whatever we want to do. No, he says to go and sin no more. But in our humanness, we will fail. And that's why we have God's grace. But it doesn't write a ticket that says, "Oh, you're okay to do anything you want to do," and then just repent of that and go on living your sinful life. We are to turn from our evil ways, he says. We are to repent of our sin, which means to turn away from our old sinful ways and focus on our new life in him that leads to life abundant that's found in him. We are to put him first and focus on living a life for him, living a life of obedience because of what our Lord and Savior has done for us. Obedience doesn't save you. It's the free gift of God that saves you when you call upon his name. Obedience means that you're loving him and want to live a life of worship so that he is glorified with your life. Because when you received grace through the Holy Spirit, well, it changed everything. It leads us into our next song. It's by All Things New. And it's a song called Grace That Changes Everything. Only comes from the Father through Christ Jesus.
Hanging my head and hiding my scars. I was a prodigal who fell too far from you. So many bridges I had burned left me past a point of no return. Thinking sinners like me, they don't deserve a love like you. But I heard you knock at the door of my heart, and I heard you say, child, that's not who you.
New creation, in our Lord and Savior, then live life loving God. And remember, you can go to WPXZ1041FM.com and click on Living Thunder Program to listen on demand any time of the week. And I'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder.